www.thebeatmaker.com.
And away we go. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Coast to coast and everywhere in between. A lot of big things to talk about and kick around right from the get-go. Diving in on a story that we spent a ton of time on here in the show. Bradley Manning. Does that name sound familiar? Think about it. Bradley Manning is the guy who I think was totally ripped off by Julian Assange of WikiLeaks because the kid had no idea what he was getting into. How about this judge saying harsh detention is not cause to drop the charges in the WikiLeaks case? So this is the latest turn on this. It was a military judge that said, I'm not going to dismiss these charges against Manning, a former Army intelligence analyst who's accused of plopping those archives of state secrets, military, diplomatic docs to WikiLeaks, even though there were complaints by his defense team that he was mistreated while he was held in the brig at Quantico. Well, it's not a walk in the park. Did he realize what was going to happen to him? I don't think so. So this judge, Colonel Denise Lind, said that brig officials, for lack of a better way to describe them, the rough guys in the brig, had improperly kept Manning on a stricter condition, including procedures designed to prevent potentially suicidal detainees from injuring themselves for long periods. So she granted Manning 112 days of credit against any eventual prison sentence, but that's just kind of a little bit of a victory for Manning. Lots of supporters for this kid that say that he had been tortured at Quantico, and prosecutors are pushing charges, including aiding the enemy, violating the Espionage Act, that could result in, and probably will, if I were trying to handicap this and decide what the military is going to do with him, life sentence if he's convicted. That court-martial starts on March 6th. It's been that long, and Julian Assange, to me, who now comes out every once in a while to defend him, it's like, dude, you got what you wanted out of this kid. And you squeezed, he squealed, he gave you what you wanted, and exposed and embarrassed, let's face it, also embarrassed some people in the government and put some people at risk because they did not redact the names of the Afghanistan folks who helped some of our soldiers, so who knows what happens to them, if anything. Hopefully nothing happens to them. But if the Taliban gets the names of the people, which it is thought that they probably would, since everybody could read it and see the names, I would say they would have a short lifespan in the places where they live, far and near to some of the bigger areas in that country. So here's the scoop. What was reported is going on with Manning at Quantico, which was the whole gist of this thing, is that Manning had to be stood naked during an inspection one morning, and the reason is because he was forced to do so, that he didn't have clothing, he covered himself with a blanket, a guard asked how he stands at attention, he reacted, he dropped the blanket, blah, blah, blah. Then there was another report that he was required to stand outside of his cell under kind of the similar conditions each morning, and they would give his clothing back before morning inspection, but they say there was no evidence that he stood outside his cell rather than inside it. So that's the way that cookie crumbles. But Manning, in the overall picture of this, I would be stunned if he did not get life. I think there's probably a very, very good chance that happens. How about this Texas budget surplus? I read about this not in any kind of legislative stuff I was looking at, but actually in the New York Times. This Texas budget surplus is interesting, because what do you do when you got $8.8 billion as you're getting ready for your legislative session to begin, the debate rolls out. What should we do with the money? How shocking when you think of other states like California drowning in it, Illinois that had to raise taxes on everybody. In Texas, it's a different thing. The last time they started a session, they were talking about in 2011, they were talking about a shortfall of maybe $27 billion. So 2 years later, they meet for the opening this time, and it's definitely different. And you know what the difference is? And this is why the push to shut off the natural gas production is dumb in the U.S., especially when there are so many areas that are ripe for it that are actually safer, that are more remote, because the complaint is fracking and what can happen and what about explosions. But there has been a boom in dollars from sales tax and from oil and natural gas production. So that's how they came up with the $8.8 billion. And you get a bunch of Republicans and Democrats together as part of a state house and Senate, and they, I guarantee, have competing visions of how to use that extra money. Population growth, drought, federal health care overhaul. They got a ton of things that they could possibly look at. But how nice is it to have the surplus while others are just drowning in massive, massive debt? I mentioned Illinois, probably the worst hit. Speaking of getting hit, did you feel like it was a hot year last year? Did you go through a rough summer? Did it feel a little bit hotter? We always talk about the weather. It is the biggest common denominator all of us have, because when you get on an elevator, what does the stranger say to you when it's super, super hot or super, super freezing? How about that weather? How about that weather? 2012, there was a March heat wave. There was a drought in the Corn Belt. Lots of storms over the Mid-Atlantic states. They say that every year they measure in fractions of a degree, but last year, 55.3 degree average was demolished. It demolished the previous year's record by a full degree Fahrenheit. How about that? You know, what's interesting to me, since I'm a numbers chick, 34,000 daily high records were set at weather stations across the country, compared with 6,600 record lows. Wow, what a ratio that is. A huge gap there between the two, and we're talking about across the country. And the weather was felt by a lot of people in the Midwest, 61% of the nation. In fact, the drought was awful. Killed corn, soybean crops. Prices were so much. Remember, we were talking about going to the grocery store. It still is, because of the crunch. The drought definitely hit us because of what happened at the grocery stores as a result of lack of crop. So poor farming, problems with the crop, all of that really affected what we were paying for the groceries. Chris Christie is making it a habit of getting really infuriated with the federal government. I'll tell you why next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We, as a state, have waited 72 days, seven times longer than the victims of Hurricane Katrina waited. We look forward to what we hope will be quick congressional action on a full, clean Sandy aid bill. Now, make no mistake about it, we will be back, and we'll be back stronger than ever. People of New Jersey have come together as never before, across party lines, across ideological lines, across ages and races, and background.
Governor Chris Christie tells it like no one else can with that Jersey accent. He was hot. Did you hear he mentioned 72 days, seven times longer than the victims of Hurricane Katrina? Yes, it's true. We have seen the footage, and it is nasty. We all know that. We saw it. News cycle after news cycle after news cycle. We talked to people from my own family who had to deal with some damage. I was just talking to a cousin that lives kind of near Atlantic City in a place called Ventnor, and they got slammed by Hurricane Sandy. And she was telling me how the casinos are awful now because people aren't going. People aren't going to the casino. And a lot of them, I think I've mentioned this on the air before, are saying, we might have to go to 3 days. They're telling all the people that work for them, you might go from 6 days or 5 days to 3 days. It's going to take a while for that to flip around. You know, Christie went on when he was talking about this in Trenton to say that, hey, we're there. We have been there for Florida and Bama and Mississippi and Iowa and Vermont, Louisiana, California, Missouri, when they needed something. We've been there for their time of need. And what's happening with us? We need assistance. These people were smashed by this nor'easter last October. And John Boehner, he's not letting him off the hook. He is just flat out fixated on him, no matter that they came up with a quick bill for some initial relief. It just isn't enough. They need so much more. So we'll see what happens on the 15th. I don't think they're going to drop the ball. I think they'll just support it. But more time to not get it done. More time for people to linger and to feel like they're left out in the cold, which they are being left out in the cold. And we'll see if that narrative flips around, but probably not likely. We're going to see that. The thing that's happening in Washington, we know, it's the rearranging of the cabinet, because some familiar faces are going to go and some new ones are going to come in. They're going to have to go through a confirmation hearing that might be a little cantankerous when it comes to Hagel. I'm not so sure about the other ones, but Hagel probably is going to garner some serious attention for things that he said that were anti-Israel and really pro-Iran. And that's, you know, that ultimately is at the heart of what is of what is happening on the West Bank with Israel. And if you were going to choose a side, Hagel took the wrong side in that fight. But these are going back to comments that he previously said. And when you're a politician, there's no moratorium on comments. Once you say it, it is archived, lock, loaded, whatever you want to say, and it is out there. And that's going to be the sticky thing for him, and that's what they're going to come back with, quotes and things that he said. And he'll probably say that he didn't realize it or something, some such thing, or come back with something completely, I guess, different. I don't know. How would you advise him in that case? I don't think he can completely embrace that idea either. All right, I don't know that I'm embracing this idea. How do you feel about Lance Armstrong going on a limping Oprah Winfrey network because he wants to talk about how he feels about what happened with him? So Armstrong is stripped of 7 Tour de France wins, banned from the tournament for life, is now going on Oprah to talk about it. And what kind of questions do you think Oprah's going to ask? How do you feel? Do you feel betrayed? I would assume he would throw out a mea culpa and apologize. Because, you know, it's still not clear whether Lance Armstrong is going to face criminal prosecution for perjury if he confesses. This is number one. He was involved in several cases where he gave sworn testimony that he never used banned drugs. So when pressed, if he says the wrong thing, this will go against him in a very big way. I mean, this is a guy who fought back from testicular cancer to win the tour from 1999 to 2005. The key thing here is, no matter what you think of Armstrong, cheating, not cheating, and so on and so forth, because he's always been dogged by doping allegations, by even his own teammates. He's an icon for his cyclist feats and celebrity and all of that. What I think is so strong about him is the foundation that he helped establish for cancer victims and survivors with the Live Strong wristbands that help bring in lots of money. And even Armstrong sued the USADA last year to stop its investigation of him, arguing they didn't have the right to prosecute him. But after a federal judge dismissed the case, Armstrong said he would no longer participate in the investigation. How does he pick Oprah to have this coming out party to apologize or whatever? I don't know. How is that even presented to him? I would think that the people around Armstrong say that, hey, this crowd's about forgiveness, and if you go on here, it will only highlight the situation, and there's a good chance that you just get forgiveness across the board, and you can cut the losses for things in the past, for things that were, I guess, things that were said, or things that were done. Maybe things that were done is really the better way to say that. Coming up this hour, we're going to check the mail. So many people sending in mail about a plethora of different things. It usually doesn't get into a one-topic deal unless something has happened that's been catastrophic and it wipes away everything else that we were, everything else that we have been talking about. Afghanistan question as we kind of mix up a few odds and ends. It seems to be where I'm headed. The Obama administration say they might have to leave no troops in Afghanistan after December 2014. It's an option that defies the Pentagon's view that thousands of troops might be needed to contain Al-Qaeda and the Pakistan. One, I see massive problems with that. And how much has that information been circulated? That's the other thing that you'd have been circulated, rather. You'd have to be concerned about that. Not a lot, then it's probably better. But a lot, oh, definitely not. Because we talk Hollywood here and there, and we have a cheap movie review each and every Friday, the Lincoln movie got so much buzz, and I never went to see it. Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Would I like the Lincoln movie? Send me a note, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So it has been nominated for Lincoln for a bunch of pictures. Best Picture, 3 acting nods, Daniel Day-Lewis for leading actress, Sally Field for supporting actress, Tommy Lee Jones for supporting actor. Nothing for the director of the movie. The director of the movie is uber famous, you guessed it, Steven Spielberg. So nothing there. But the competition is fierce in so many of the categories, even just for best male actor. It's that close. It's that, I think it's that tight. Ben Affleck is nominated for director of Argo and leading actor. That gives you a much better fighting chance of winning it. The other contenders are besides Daniel Day-Lewis, are Bradley Cooper. I saw that. Silver Linings Playbook. Hugh Jackman, Les Mis. Didn't see that. Joaquin Phoenix for The Master. I didn't see that one either. But get ready to rumble, because pretty soon all of those are going to be made public. And we'll try to handicap it. Maybe we'll figure out a clever way to have the computer help us, where we can come up with a special version of Nail the Score. How about Nail the Category? Don't forget, Nail the Score coming up in our Friday morning show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Start to 2013. If not, don't worry. There's plenty of the year left. We're just at the beginning, not even 10 days in to the next year on the calendar. Before you know it, we'll be looking at 2014, though. Time flies, doesn't it? The discussion this year certainly will center around a couple of things. Gay marriage, because the Supreme Court is taking it up, and also guns, guns, guns. And this is the focus of the Obama White House now, and the focus of so many people in all those nooks and crannies I talk about that I'm so fond of, as somebody who's had the great pleasure of meeting so many of you traveling around in my lifetime from the east to west. And people who own guns are very passionate about not having the guns taken away. People who hate guns and feel that it's the metal that does the violence want to see guns just done with, and use examples of other countries, statistics often that are flawed, but there's statistics that are flawed on both sides of this. You can always spin numbers, and we all know it. At the heart of the discussion, I think, has to be its safety. You want kids to be safe. I want to be safe. You want to be safe. Isn't that true? I mean, don't we want to be safe? We do. But there is no such thing in the world we live in unless you hide under the covers and you're in a bunker somewhere, I don't know, 10 feet under the earth that nobody has any clue that you're there. So you can't burrow in. I mean, you can, but I would think you wouldn't want to burrow in. Even in a Utah town, they're talking about the fact that let's get these people armed and trained. We've got 1,000 people here. City councilman says that, let's get people around guns, knowing about guns, and this way we can dissuade somebody who wants to do us harm, because they'll know this town, everybody is armed and dangerous. And this idea in Spring City is moving forward. The councilman, Neil Sorensen, who we're hoping to have on the show, proposed an ordinance requiring a gun in every house in the town. People made fun of it originally, and then they approved to push the measure forward. So there's going to be public comment. This is a city about 90 miles south of Salt Lake City, to give you an idea of where it is, and saying that if everybody can take care of themselves for a while, it'd probably be a very, very good thing. And this has nothing to do with what happened in Connecticut. It's because of a double murder on New Year's Eve. There was an older couple in a suburb very close by that was terrible. I mean, an awful slaughter of these two people, and that shook many of the people up in the areas around it. So the councilman proposes this is how we take matters into our own hands. And this is Spring City, Utah. And even going further and saying, let's have the teachers armed at the elementary school, if nothing else. Arming teachers, do you think we'll ever have a day in America where that is commonplace? Or no, it would never happen in the U.S. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I see them crackpot teabaggers back at it again. In a letter to John Roberts. Before and Barack Obama, they're going to get a petition and have him impeached.
Yeah.
That's
not happening. You know,
well,
here's
the election's over.
Yeah, the election's over. Here's the thing. I understand where, you know, if you're upset, you don't like them, you didn't want them in, all that stuff. But people, you have got to realize, as Rick is saying, it's forget it. It's done. It's there's no way that he's going to be impeached. No way.
No. Can Congress impeach him? Only American people could do it, can they?
Well, you would have to have empirical evidence, I would say, that you could pursue. There's things that they could pursue that have happened in the Obama administration, but it wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be enough votes. There's not enough push for that. There's not enough people that would take them down in Congress. Are you kidding? With their lousy approval ratings? And you only have however many people that were elected, and we've had some of them actually on the show, like Rand Paul, who were really elected by Tea Party folks that might be willing to kind of pursue that agenda, but I don't even think they are. So you'd have to have, it would have to go through Congress, but that's not going to happen.
No, it's a bunch of nonsense. They ought to focus on something else.
Well, what you just said right there, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, you ought to focus on something else. That's the truth of it. If you're not happy with what's going on, you've got to figure out the right lane to get it done. And it's not that lane. It's not the angry, hate, impeach thing, because that's not going to work.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Just like his birth certificate, you know.
That didn't go anywhere.
No, they keep bringing that up, and they're all mad. As we get the elections over, he's going to be there another 4 years.
Yeah.
Then have another election.
Here's the thing. If I were a Republican strategist, Rick, honestly what I would do is I would figure out all my bench players, who can take out the Democrats because I wouldn't want that to happen again, right? So you have to build on the platform. That's what the Democrats did. You have to build on the platform. You have to reach the people, and don't focus on the other distractions. That was the problem, I think, with the Republican Party. The focus was too much on the distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's going to get you at the run, so I think as long as Obama keeps going, and I don't see where everything's so bad. I went down to your hangout there in Biloxi Christmas week, and didn't look like no recession down there or people was hurt for anything. And casinos are doing pretty good. Restaurants are doing good, so I don't see where everything's so bad.
Well, that's because of my friend Karen's stock, who's in those commercials, the BP commercials. They're saying, come on down to Mississippi and come to the Gulf Coast. And they argue about the different states, and they show you what there is to do in the areas. And Biloxi's pushed really hard to get people to come back because they had Katrina and the oil spill to deal with. And Katrina smashed into Mississippi. People forget that. It was about the fact that the the levees didn't hold in New Orleans. That was really so deadly to that city. That was caused by Katrina and what happened with the hurricane. But the eye of the hurricane, the Puron disaster of the hurricane, happened in Mississippi, and they're still reeling from that. Then they get the oil spill, and so they're trying to get people to go back to those casinos. And you're right, at Christmas time, a lot of people go there.
Yeah, I mean, between Christmas, New Year's, you can go day and night. There's people in there and the restaurants, they built more new restaurants on the ocean there. So I don't see where things are bad. I mean, and all the way down there, I stopped to eat and I read the newspapers and they had help wanted ads at the back of the pages. So, there's work out there if people want it. But I don't think a lot of people want to work.
That's a good thing to hear. Rick, don't forget, we've got another Nail the Score coming up on our next show. Thanks for the call. And I think there's probably some people that might disagree with them because it depends on what community you live in. Biloxi, if you're employed by the casino, and there's a couple of big casinos, he's right about that, and there's places to eat. So there you could have the influx of folks for Christmas. But Christmas is a big time to go away, and the casino is popular for some people. I still hear from others in Mississippi that it's not great, that there are many people that are looking for work, and the kind of work that they do, they can't find, and even if they're willing to do something else, it still is pretty bleak. That's why they're pushing the commercials nonstop on about the Gulf, whether it's Louisiana or whether it's Mississippi or whether it's Florida, the tip of Florida, or whether it's, Alabama. That the reason for that is to get more people, get the tourists thinking about it, come back, get a condo, rent a house for a week or two, come stay in one of our hotels, water ski, do all that kind of stuff. But I still think there is a little bit of an economic depression pocket in the Gulf Coast region. It might not be Biloxi, I would agree with that, with what Rick said, with the casino employment anyway, but there are definitely fishermen who would tell you that they've had some problems trying to get back on track because of what happened to the environment and how much their business was chopped in half, so many of them having to give up their shrimp boats and whatnot. I promised that coming up we would have the mailbag, and we will absolutely do that in our next segment. But I'm wondering how many folks listening to America Tonight, because, as I said, the focus, so much of our focus has been on a couple of issues. Certainly the fiscal cliff nonsense and, geez, did you realize, and this is one thing I didn't think to say to Rick, but I've been talking about it, is the fact that, honestly, everybody, when it comes to the finances, every person has lost out in some way. People who didn't think that they were going to get jammed by our fiscal problems because, oof, I'm not making $400,000, find that they are in the same boat as supposedly the higher income people, and that's because of the Bush tax cuts expiring and whatnot, when some of the I'll call them benefits, were still hanging in the balance. The amount in your check was different, the amount that was taken out. So thousands of dollars, at least $2,500, is being taken out of, in a sense, most people's paychecks. So you are paying a tax, believe it or not, you are. Coming up, mailbag. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy.
Izzy Tomas and Rick from Illinois did. You can get us a jingle at 855-266-5283 or shoot us an email, americatonight.net. So lots of you choose to send us emails. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
He's always holding us over a barrel. We just settled his contract. Didn't we talk about this?
Dramatic effect.
Yes, we just talked about this on a previous show. He has been paid, for goodness sake. Trying to withhold his pipes. So here's the mailbag. Let's go to our first one. This one from Jeff Lucia. Yo, Kate Delaney. Been listening to the show. Like it. Got to tell you, this whole gun debate, I'm on the opposite side. I get the whole Second Amendment thing, and I understand it is scary, and the right to bear arms, in some senses, makes sense if you look at the Founding Fathers, but for God's sake, they had muskets. Some of the people that called, do they understand that this jerk killed those kids, left their blood on the floor, and had a massive amount of ammunition. Why do people need weapons that have any connection to assault around them? Are they going to blow up Bambi? It's ridiculous. Now, I will say I'm not for the removal of all guns, but assault weapons, take them away, burn them down, get rid of them. It's stupid. It makes absolutely no sense. Still love you. Still love the callers and the show. Ciao. I like the effect of ciao at the end. So, what do you think? Does he have a point? This is going to be the main hurdle, or actually the first tug of war is going to be over any weapons called assault weapons. Let's just say that. And, you know, there's a garden variety, and you could talk about mags, and you could talk about all kinds of weapons that would fall into that category. But this will definitely be the very first thing that's discussed, okay, because we had an assault weapons ban that expired, and it, you know, that was it. But for a time, there was an assault weapons ban. All right, let's move on to the next one. The next one is from Jim McLean, and he says, America tonight, America tonight, America tonight. I agree with you as far as guns are concerned. I think you call it slippery slope. It is kind of a slippery slope, although so many people will beat you up for saying that. It doesn't make any sense to me to have rights taken away. If somebody wants to own a gun, and how many responsible gun owners are there in the country, it seems like whenever there's a nut, it's magnified. It is sick, it is sad, and we shouldn't have these things happen in the United States. Why not focus instead on mental illness and the fact that so much of the funding for mental illness facilities has gone out the window? With any kind of cuts to health care, it's always the first thing to go. Parents who have children that are mentally ill lament that they cannot afford the outrageous prices to have them put in any kind of a program for any length of time. True that? That's part of the problem, that we don't seem to care about mental illness, and the reason is because there still is a stigmatism attached to it, and because we've spent money like drunken sailors, or at least the people who rule, I mean run, wink wink, the country, and just kept going without budgets, didn't slash enough, didn't bring enough in, didn't figure it out, didn't get the formula right, that now when our backs are against the wall, whether it's in the state level, their backs are against the wall, or the federal level, well, what do you think is going to be cut? They're going to look at something like mental health and say, ah, this is an add-on. You know, most insurances are not covering this. They're covering basic things. So this is what we would call an add-on. And there's not, in some areas, there's treatment and there's probably some great doctors. But we definitely lack, and we are ranked in the 20s, I think, as far as mental health is concerned in treating mental illness compared to, you know, some other countries. Of course, they have a population that is a lot smaller. To me, part of the aspect is, I mean, my two-pronged solution, immediate solution, would be to work on the mental health side, to look for red flags, to train more people, all that kind of stuff in schools, and also to, I would say, have an armed guard at every school. If I am the superintendent of schools wherever in New Jersey, in one district in New Jersey, you know, Camden County, let's say, I'll say where I grew up, then I'm going to try to push that forward. I'm going to get as much statistics as I can for my area, and I'm going to present it. I'm going to talk to people about it. I'm going to feel out my schools. And that's what I would look toward, because that's an immediate resolution. That's a feel-better measure. It's a layer, and I think it's completely safe for the kids. I do. You get the right person in there, of course. You do the interviews, get the person, and that's how you move forward with that one. And then it would work on the mental illness thing, absolutely. Here's one from Caroline Jessup. Have you been paying attention to what's happening lately with the movies? The movies have really gotten expensive. I have to say, I think I heard you tell a story once about paying a ridiculous amount to go see a movie, not realizing it was a special sound theater. Thanks for picking that up. I had the same thing happen to me. It's funny that I got this quick little note because we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday into Friday, you know, Friday morning show. And I talk about the movies a bunch. It's a great release for me. I just go, forget about everything. And I like movies. I enjoy movies. So the movie Zero Dark Thirty, which I highly recommend, loved it from the beginning to the end. Jessica Chastain was brilliant in it. My husband got the tickets, and he said, you know, the tickets were, because he got it through Fandango, which I'm not doing an advertisement for them. That's how he got the tickets, thinking it was going to be crowded because it was a sneak peek thing. $30 to go and see it for two people, $30. It's like, are you kidding? $30? What are you talking about, $30? And it turns out it was one of those sound theater things. So when they were, I'm not going to tell you the movie, but when the helicopters were going, you felt like you were in the helicopter. It was kind of cool, actually. But I don't know that I would need a thrill ride like that to go and see the movie. I could have waited for what I'll call a flat screen version of it, but accidentally we ended up in the other movie. He didn't realize it, and then there was like a premium price to pay for having the tickets or something. It's just absolutely crazy. All right, let's go to another one. This from Ronnie Schultz. Ronnie Schultz says, I don't get it, Kate. What's the deal over Honey Boo Boo? Why do people like this show? Are we a nation of boobs or what? Do you watch Honey Boo Boo? Do you think it's entertaining? Thanks. I like the thanks at the end. No, I don't watch Honey Boo Boo. I would only know who she is because of all the coverage she gets. But I don't even know very much about her. I do know this, that it's Honey Boo Boo is so big that there is a comic book called 15 Minutes Honey Boo Boo. And there's an animated superhero of her. There's going to be a digital release of this, and it's going to be on iTunes and Kindle and all that kind of stuff. And then from there, you know, just other ridiculous things. And this tiny tot now is a Supergirl in Action Comics. I mean, just, it's mind-boggling. It's reality TV. That's the new superstars, not the sitcom players, the actors, who, or any of those kind of folks, really. It's the stars of reality television, from Honey Boo Boo to the Kardashians.
What, are you kidding me?
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.